First, I would like to say it's a joy to be back in good old New York. And I would like really to lay out before us what is our objective for this weekend. Our objective for this weekend is really truth concerning the assembly or assembly principles or truth that will really help us to understand why we are where we are. Now, we are not going to fully open up these things tonight. But what we want to do, we want to make known why the exercise and give a little outline of what we will be really taking up, probably going into it tomorrow and on Lord's Day. What is very challenging to me is the departure and how many of the things that we hold dearly is being challenged by even those who used to be here and elsewhere. You find they are very bold in their challenge, questioning in some ways the authority of God's word. And why are we going on in this way? Is it really something we have for ourselves, or is it something according to the word of God? I would like us to, before I look at the outline, I would like us to look at this a verse in the book of Jude. Jude, just reading verses 1 to 3. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I give all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. The book of Genesis. And chapter 26. And reading verse 15. For all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abram his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again a well, the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abram his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac herdmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the place Isaac, because they strove with him. And they dig another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sinner. And he removed from thence and dig another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord had made room for us. We shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abram, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. And he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. Now, why I brought those verses in light of what we are going to take up this weekend is because each one of us have been placed and have been brought into us a place of responsibility. We are responsible. In the days of Jude, he writes to the called out ones. He writes to those that he said preserved, sanctified, and it's the complete reverse in the book of Jude. First, we will approach it. You are called, you are preserved and sanctified. But from God's point of view, you are sanctified, you are preserved, and then called. Now, in light of Jude's day in which he wrote, there was such a departure that Jude's desire was to share with them this common salvation which every Christian enjoyed. But Jude had to, he diverted from that and he said, listen, and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, the body of truth. Saints, we want, it is very frightening personally to me, as I travel, to see the departure that is all around. It is very, very frightening. And I tell you this, what is so frightening, places that you thought that would have been foundation and would stand for the truth, they themselves are violating principles found in the scriptures. And what needs, our eyes needs to be open. What struck me is this. When Elisha's servant, they were surrounded. And the man said, alas, master, we are surrounded. And Elisha prayed and asked the Lord to open his eyes. The man could see. The man wasn't blind. The man could have seen people they were surrounded by the enemy. And he says, and the prophet prayed that God may open his eyes. All of us in this room could see. But what we need open eyes to realize, saints, we are in danger. Things are coming in, and we cannot stay passive anymore. It's time for us to contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. But how could I contend for something that I don't know what it is? How I could contend for the assembly truths and the testimony committed to our trust? I'm so surprised. I met an individual at a certain place who left the assembly and went to the 7 days. I asked, well, could you show me what happened and why you embraced this? When the argument or the scriptures was brought forward, I couldn't believe. Some have left, and have gone to the Pentecostal. And you ask, well, let's see what scripture says. Well, that's how you see it. What has happened? Jude said, listen, if you don't know what you are contending for, if you don't know what you have to defend, if you don't know what you have to dig and supply, and get fresh again, he says, listen, you will not be able to stand and contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. Jude wrote for today. But when we get into the book of Genesis, and as we get into the book of Genesis, we find an application of what needs to happen. When we get into chapter 26, Abraham lived, and Abraham dug his tents. His wells. And Abraham, let us look quickly at chapter 13. Of the book of Genesis. And verse 18. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plains of Mamre, which is Hebron, and dwelt and built there an altar unto the Lord. This is the place where Abram dwelt. Mamre, causing fatness. Hebron, communion. And he built there an altar unto the Lord. And Abram enjoyed a wonderful time with the Lord. But Abram is dead. And the first thing the scripture tells us in verse 15 of chapter 26, that the Abram, after Abram, he says in verse 15, and all the wells which his father's servant had digged, in the days of Abram, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them with earth. Now, when you read the book of Judges, we are going to find why he says is the Philistines. Why it wasn't Amalek? Why it wasn't the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites? Why is the Philistines? The Philistines is so early in the scriptures. Why it is? It's because the Philistine speaks of carnal religion. And what it does, it stifles the word of God. It seems as though it's spiritual, because the Philistines came out of Egypt, but they never passed through the Red Sea. They never crossed the Jordan. So they are in the land, but never went through the exercises that the scripture set forth in relation to the people of God. So in other words, you find there are some who will be on Christian ground, but they have never really laid hold upon what it means to eat the roasted lamb. They're in there on Christian ground. They don't know what it is to go through the Red Sea. And let me explain what that is all about so we are very clear. They don't know what it means to escape the judgment of God, having the Lord Jesus bore their judgment for them. They don't understand fully what it means, the death and resurrection of Christ, the Red Sea. They don't know what the Jordan means, that your death and resurrection with Christ, but also the brazen serpent on the pole, where indeed tracing sin to its very root. There are some who don't know about these things. And sad to say, they are amongst the people of God. So what they did, they came and they stopped the earth. They stopped the things that the fathers had brought to light. Listen, I tell you, saints, I'm a song as a broken record. But when I came amongst the brethren, when I came to Brooklyn, and I came to the meeting, there were men who stand for God, you know. There were men who call a spade, who call black white and white black. And what it was, indeed, wrong could never be right, and right could never be wrong. There were men who stood for God. And I tell you, I was challenged. I said, this is the people I want to be amongst. These are the people, you know, where I used to go to the 7 days. I went to the Baptist. I went all over the place until I came to the assembly in Brooklyn and meet men who followed this book. Who follow this book. But what is happening now? They dig their well. they dug, and they were able to give us refreshing ministry. And as we sit under it, we drank and were refreshed. But today, search your heart, saints. Are we getting refreshing ministry? Have we dug the wells? Is the wells stopped up? Is the evidence of our forefathers who have gone before with their conviction? They were fearless men. Fearless men. You think those brothers used to shake when people come through the door and bringing in foolishness? No way. Those were men who one day a brother came and he was speaking on baptism. Oh, you need to baptize babies and what's not. Before the brother came down off the stand, the brethren was there telling them, listen, don't bring that stuff here. Don't bring that stuff here at all. These were men. These were men who stood for the scriptures. But what has happened? These men have gone on. These men have gone on to the reward. Now it's our time, brethren. Now it's our time to stand for the scriptures. And this is what we are going to handle this weekend. We are going to follow the word of God. We are going to set forth some assembly principles. And what we want you to do, we want you to challenge it publicly and said, listen, is this what the scripture teaches? And line up ourselves to scripture, not to men. And this is what happened to Isaac. Isaac came. And Isaac realized, look at the opening verses of chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abram. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I will tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will be performing the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Now, what Abraham did, when there was a famine, Abraham went down into Egypt. So God said to his son, don't go down into Egypt, you know. Don't go into the world. In every generation, there will be a famine. There was a famine in the days of Abram. There's a famine in the days of Isaac. There's a famine in the days of Jacob. There's a famine in the days of Ahimelech, and he went into Moab. Listen, saints, every generation, there is some barrenness that is felt. But I tell you this, go not down into Egypt. Go not down. Don't go to the Philistines. And this is what God said to them, abide in the land. And this is what happened. When the famine is felt in the soul, and there is no food to eat, indeed we start saying, this place is not for me. And people start drifting. I tell you, indeed God says, and many have drifted. And when they return with scars. Indeed their lives are messed up. And all God is saying to this young man, listen, don't follow your father now. Indeed, abide in the land, and I'm going to bless you there. So when he abided in the land and he went for a refreshment, what happened? The Philistines stopped the well. Stopped the well. But he began to dig again. He said, well, you stopped the well, we are going to dig. And the first well he dug, it tells us in verse 18, and Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, for the Philistine had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Since there is nothing new under the sun, it's nothing new. And I tell you this, if there is anything new, it's not true. And if it is true, it is not new. So don't let anybody fool you. It's what they have recovered, all they have given to us, And it's now our time to lay hold upon these things and see if these things are so. If it is true, it's nothing new. We are not going to teach you anything new this weekend. No, it's found in the Word of God. And all we are saying, we have to contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. And tomorrow I'm going to ask people, if you ain't ready, go home. Go home. Yeah. Go home, take the door, go home and take your car, jump in your car, go home, and Sammy will keep some kind of food or something for you later. But the fact is, we need brothers and sisters who are ready to walk according to the light of God's word. We need men, young men, and young sisters who are going to answer to this. We have too much just warming benches. Time is time to wake up. And this is what happened to Isaac. Isaac almost went into Egypt, but thank God for the intervention. Go not down, but he began to dig again. And the first well he dug is verse 19. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. First place. A well of springing water. And this answers to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, well of springing water. And all it is the Spirit of God bringing refreshment and enjoyment of eternal life to the soul. Saints, listen. We have much. And we live on so little. We live on so little. They found there a well of springing water. You think you could have find that in Egypt? I flew over Egypt. I land in Egypt. Literally. And dear brother Emil in New Jersey, I said to him, I now know why Moses left Egypt. The place so barren. Just desert. And thank God for the River Nile. You think he would have found a springing well in Egypt? God says, abide in the land. And I tell you this, brethren. I went through times when I was younger. And talking about the stiffness and the straitjacket attitude. But listen, I thank God I abide in the land. The well is springing. There is refreshment. And I tell you this. If we know what we have, what people crying for, you will bow down and thank God for being amongst the brethren. And I say this very proudly. A guy said, don't use the word proud. And listen, I'm going to say it. I thank God I am amongst the brethren. Why? It's because I have searched these things myself to see if these things were so. And I have to confess, it is so. It's according to God's word. And this is what this man did. This guy dug and he says, what you mean to say this is what my father enjoyed? This is what my father enjoyed, this springing well. And indeed, listen, it's not he drinking of what the father dug, you know. He had to dig it himself. He says he had to dig it himself. Don't forget about pop and mom. It's for me to dig myself and say, this is mine. Let me go in for this. Get up and read the scriptures. Study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Time to sleep is over. It's over. Those days are gone. We need young men and sisters in the assembly who are going to stand for assembly truth and say, listen here, it's not popularity. Don't look for nobody to tap you on the back. Don't look for, oh boy, I praise the Lord, I like you. Don't look for that at all. You cannot be a person for God looking to be tapped on the back. Cannot be. You have to stand for the scriptures. So Abraham enjoyed his springing well. His son had to dig his own to enjoy his springing well. Sad if Amy and Jesse and Anna believed they could live on my water. They had to dig their own. Dig their own. Thank the Lord for this. But this is not the water we're talking about. It's the water of God's word. To enjoy the word of God. The next well they dug, it tells us, there was a strife. In verse 20, and the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Abraham, with Isaac, herdsmen, saying, the water is ours! And he called the name of it Isaac, because they strove with him. The moment, remember this, the moment you start to grow, you're in trouble. The moment you start to enjoy the things of Christ, you're in serious, serious trouble. There will be opposition. You're growing too fast. What do you think? Eh? You just come. Yeah? Where you get that from? Let me see it. You are going to be challenged. But listen, even Timothy, the Apostle Paul says, let no man despise thy youth. No, make no apologies for the word of God. The word of God is the word of God. But the scripture says there was a conflict. If he had no well, there would be no fight. But the moment you start to dig, the moment you start to enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, the devil is going to raise up someone. Listen, sometime they're in the meeting, you know. They raise up someone, they might be outside. But most of the time, they're not too far. But they just cannot believe us, cannot believe us. And they will question, indeed, your conviction. They're going to question why you do this. Why you're so serious. You're a young man, don't get so serious about the things of the Lord. Yes, I've heard it. I've fought, you know, with parents for the kids to get baptized, you know. No, he ain't getting no baptized. He ain't ready for breaking up bread yet. A load of stuff. Yeah, and what you think is the devil hindering? A brother said this to me. And you all know him, but I'm not going to call his name. His son never came into fellowship. When his son asked to come into fellowship, he said to his son, you ain't ready yet. Son said, well, what I got to do, Daddy? What I got to do? You tell me. When he told the brethren, he says, no, Axel. If his father confessed to me, he says, I made a mistake. When the boy had real spiritual conviction, I put a damper on it. Because, you know, it was spirituality, you know. You had to really work to be in fellowship. You had to really strive. Hey, brethren, we have to support what God is doing in the soul of an individual. And you have to spiritually discern that. Would the devil tell somebody to go and break bread? Huh? To remember the Lord? Huh? Devil tell him, what you wait yourself? What you wasting your time going and remember Jesus for? And now this young man come and ask to remember the Lord. They're making him feel it's the devil who tell him to do it and tell him he got to wait and all kind of restrictions they're putting on. Listen, it's the well the young boy is digging up. It's the well Isaac came to, and all of a sudden opposition start. This is our water. And you ain't drinking none of this. And this is ours. And this is how it is. Next one. It tells us in verse 21. And they digged another well and strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sinet. Hatred. It's getting stronger. It's not opposition. No. This is hatred. You know, it's said of John in the book of Revelation. John was on the Isle of Patmos for what? For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. This man was put there. Why? All because he was proclaiming the word of God. If John was going on with the Sanhedrin, no problem. But the moment you start standing for the things of God, the Apostle Paul was hated. The Apostle Paul was ostracized. He says, all have forsaken me in Asia. Only Luke was with him. And the scripture tells us no man cared for the things of Christ, he said of Timothy, only thou. Why? It's because, again, the moment a person stands and starts standing for righteousness, you are going to be in trouble. John the Baptist lost his head because he said he was too fast, this says. He get involved in politics, one man says. All John said to Herod, it's not lawful to have your brother's wife. And he get, you know, she said, what is this? He did, and she got well upset. And when after her daughter danced, what should I say the king? He said, give me half of the kingdom. Any well-thinking person will ask for the half of the kingdom. But the mother said, I don't want no half of the kingdom. All I want is to shut John the Baptist's mouth. So give me his head. Bring it on a charger for me. And when it was brought to her, I'm sure she said to John, go ahead, talk now. Talk. Yeah, you have so much chuck. Talk! And poor John just looking at her. Just his head on the platter. He lost his head because he stood for righteousness. Jeremiah was thrown in a dungeon because he stood. Isaiah, they say, was sawn asunder because they stood up. The men who stand for God, listen here, it's not a popular path, but I tell you, it's the only path for the people of God. Only path. And all we are saying to young people this weekend, you are not coming through these doors here to leave the same. And if you leave the same, I tell you this, you will be responsible before the Lord. Because you have to, we'll tell you what you got to stand for. We got to tell you what wells you have to dig. If any book you want to, we want to help you to read, to understand. And we want to show you from scripture. Indeed, what also things you need to keep your eye open to about the rebellious spirits. The spirits that we need to deal with. Oh yes, don't believe. Indeed, this is just only you come and do what you want in you. No, saints. No, this is what Isaac had to. He realized, brother, there is hatred. But also, they dug another well in verse 22. And he removed from thence, and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he says, for now the Lord had made room for us. And we shall be fruitful in the land. It come a time you learn to fight. You learn to stand up. And after you learn to stand up, you find you get some room. They learn, listen, I'm serious, you know. One of the things that were real sobering to me was Jesse. He's right there, so I could talk about it. One day I grabbed him by his shirt. And I realized he was looking at me right in the eye. I took off my hand because I realized he's bigger than me. He probably could lift me up. And I behaved myself. And I realized, hey, there come a time you need to grow up. There come a time you need to realize, old and young, listen, I have to be a man or a woman in the things of Christ. You cannot be fed all your life. You cannot be spoon-fed. You cannot come to the meeting and always expect you have to receive something. There come a time in your life where you've been receiving, and there come a time you have to start giving back. And when it comes time to give back, this is when people shoot to the door because they don't have anything to give back. Nothing to give back. And they blame, what? Listen, they could blame everything. They don't like the bench. They don't like the carpet. They don't like the light. They don't like the pit. Many things they blame. But they don't blame themselves. They have not dug their wells. There's no room. Liberty, it means liberty to function for Christ. No room. and he dug his well. Verse 25, and he built an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there. And Isaac, their Isaac's servant, digged a well. He built an altar, and the well was by the altar. Where he went? Bathsheba, an oath. I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to live for the Lord. Why I brought these things, these are just application. We could have gone a little deeper, but I just want to keep it simple. Simple in the sense that we have to contend. We have to stand up. But we want to stand up on righteous grounds. We want to stand up based on scripture. And what happened? When you honor God's word, God is going to honor you. You don't have to be afraid to stand on God's word and stand on it and let people talk and say what they want to say. But stand on God's word and God is going to do something. In the book of Judges, in closing quickly, in Judges chapter 1, chapter 2. And verse 1. This is the origin of the declension. And the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers, and I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. And ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Wherefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you. But they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods shall be a snare unto you. And it shall come to pass, when the angel of the Lord spake these words unto all the children of Israel, that the people lift up their voice and wept. And they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there unto the Lord. Verse 11. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods and the gods of the people that were around about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. This is God. God says, you know why? Because we want to be like the people of the land. We want to be like the Philistines. Sad to hear why we don't do this and why we don't do that and why is not. We want to examine the scriptures so we could answer these questions. This weekend, we are going to look at the church began at the day of Pentecost. What is a name? What is in a name? The local church and not independent. Christ's name, our only gathering center. What is liturgy? We'll explain all of that. The priesthood of all believers. There is no clergy. There is no laity. We'll explain all of that. Men and women are to fulfill their God-given role in the assembly. We want to look at that. Scripturally defined discipline required for scripturally defined sin. How to deal with discipline in the assembly. Breaking of bread. We also want, what we like to do, we did it in Barbados. We had bread, a literal bread, a loaf, and a cup. And we explained what the breaking of bread is all about. There's a lot of people who break in bread, they don't know why. They don't know what it means. And they treat it lightly. We like to discuss that. That the young men, if the Lord have to use them to get up to remember, to break the bread, they will do it intelligently. Saints, we want to start from the ground and build right up. So we know what we are contending for together, unitedly, so we could move forward together. So we could able, unitedly together, to stand against the forces that are trying to hinder the liberty. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. People believe bringing in stuff is liberty. It's chaining the saints. And I'm not going to be chained. I'm going to live based on the scriptures, and the scriptures give you liberty. Liberty. Saints, we trust. This was by the way of exhortation. So we will come tomorrow. Real exercise. If you are not exercised to stand for the things of Christ, I beg you. I'm a song cold. Stay with me. We need men. We need women who are going to stand for Christ. For his name's sake. Amen.
Amen.